Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf has ordered that all flags fly at half staff to honor those killed and injured in last night's Amtrak train derailment in Philadelphia. Six are confirmed dead. It's thought there were 238 people on board. We'll be following the news on this today, but here's Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter earlier this morning.
On behalf of 1.5 million people here in the city of Philadelphia, we also express our deepest sorrow. We will do everything we can to assist families who have loved ones on that particular train in whatever their circumstance and condition. But certainly with the six confirmed deceased, we are heartbroken at what has happened here. We've not experienced anything like this in modern times. And we will get to the bottom of it and figure out what happened, why it happened. But that will take some time.
That's Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter a little earlier today. WHYY news reporter Tommy McDonald was at the conference, and he joins us now. Tommy, I mean, it's going to take some time to figure out exactly how this derailment happened, but what do we know about how many people are injured and still missing or were on board?
Well, that's a major issue right now because they are not sure how many people were missing because they don't have a complete manifest that's confirmed. They're looking through, checking everything twice. You know, you take a train, sometimes you don't make your train. Well, that person would be considered missing right now. They're still combing through the train as a search and recovery mission, and they have not declined and decided that they are completely done yet.
Well, the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, is on the scene. And NTSB board member Robert Sumwalt spoke alongside Mayor Nutter this morning at that press conference. Here he is talking about the scene and how the search and rescue is going.
It's a devastating scene. There are many first responders out there that are working. They are carefully examining the equipment to see if there are any is there anyone else in the rail cars. So the search and recovery effort will actually take precedence over our accident investigation, and we expect to be able to get in there very soon.
Now, Tommy, I understand that the derailment actually happened on a curve north of Philly's 30th Street Station, and that has been the site of another train derailment way back in 1943 that killed 79 people. I mean, can you tell us a little bit more about that site and about the curve?
This is a residential industrial neighborhood. It comes from a residential neighborhood through on an east-west pattern. The train was headed east, making a turn to go north along the I-95 corridor. As you said, this was considered a dangerous curve back then, but it's used every day for every Amtrak train that comes through, so it's not considered a dangerous curve now. It's just this incident.
Now, data recorders from the train, those black boxes, as they're sometimes called, have been recovered from the accident site and are being analyzed in Delaware at the moment. Has the NTSB said what kind of data or information it could get from the black boxes?
Well, there's a number of things that black boxes will have. They will have if they went to their horns, if they went to the brakes, if they were exceeding the speed limit. And we are told that this has a front facing camera view. The engineer in the engine had a camera pointing out, so we should be able to see exactly what happened at the time of the crash.
And the NTSB has said, as told members of the public, that if they want to follow the investigation, they can on the NTSB's Twitter page. Their handle is @NTSB. Those are the times we're living in. But Tommy, let me ask you just briefly. I mean, it's an Amtrak train. It's both a long distance and a commuter train. Well, who rides the train and what kind of impact is this having on Philadelphia?
Well, there's a lot of people that ride this train, and this line is used for a lot of other things. The local transit authority, known as SEPTA, Southeastern Pennsylvania Transit Authority, uses this line between Philadelphia and Trenton, New Jersey. People from Washington, D.C. to New York use this line every day. So there is a shutdown in this area. They're using some buses to get around it, but there are a lot of people impacted, and traffic is very heavy in the Philadelphia area.
That's WHYY news reporter Tommy McDonald giving us the latest on the situation in Philadelphia where an Amtrak train derailed late yesterday. Tommy, thanks so much.
You're welcome.